Headline: Lazarus Hackers Have Become Excellent ETH Traders. Published at 6:24 p.m. August 20th, 2025. The North Korean hacker collective Lazarus Group is up over $40 million on the proceeds from last year's Radiant Capital hack, and now it's trading the Ether ETH market like a pro. The group's movements were picked up by EmberCN, a Chinese-language blockchain data analysis account on X. It noted that the hackers sold 9,631 ETH at an average price of $4,562 for 43.937 million DAI just a week ago, before buying the dip today for a total of 4,487.8 ETH with an average price of $4,154. Read more. The solution to crypto's Lazarus problem could be simpler than expected. After spending the first half of August surging from $3,400 to almost $4,800, close to its all-time high of November 2021, ETH's momentum stalled in the past week, hitting a low of around $4,070. Despite ETH's latest pullback, the Radiant hackers' well-timed trades mean they're currently holding almost 180% of what they originally stole. EmberCN calculates that the hacker holds 14,436 ETH and 35.29 million DAI, worth $94.63 million. Compared to the $53 million he stole last year, his gains have already increased by $41.63 million. Last year's attack on DeFi protocol Radiant Capital relied on a multi-sig hijacking strategy, in which team members were tricked into signing over control of one of their contracts. It was later discovered that a well-known member of the Ethereum security research community, going by the alias Nick L. Franklin, was in fact involved in the preparative stages of the heist. Read more. DeFi security researcher implicated in $50 million Radiant Capital hack. The same strategy was used to far more devastating effect on centralized exchanges WazirX and Bybit, who lost $230 million and $1.5 billion worth of crypto assets, respectively. Yesterday, security researcher Daniel Von Fang proposed an adjustment to the typical multi-sig workflow to reduce the success rate of these kinds of attacks. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.